VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu headed for a fifth term in power Wednesday as his main rival, Benny Gantz, acknowledged he wouldn't be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election. The results indicated that Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party stood even with the centrist Blue and White party led by Gantz, a former military chief. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The party of exiled former Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed has won the country's first outright majority in parliament in its democratic history. Those official results on Wednesday, the final count released by the Election Commission, shows Nasheed's Maldivian Democratic Party won 65 of the 87 seats in parliament in elections held Saturday, a more than two-thirds majority. His party will be able to govern without the need to form a coalition and which is an unprecedented election outcome for the Indian Ocean archipelago nation. President Trump is set to sign executive orders Wednesday seeking changes to environmental regulations as part of his desire to boost the country's energy production. One of the orders would direct the Transportation Department to propose a new rule allowing for liquid natural gas to be shipped in rail cars. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William